land. Yeah,
perversion. No, exactly. So to pull back now to the story of Khazaria, Venice was the first nation to make Jewish ghettos was Venice. The first nation to ban the rights of Jews to participate in commerce or to have any conventional job or be a member of a guild that would give you skills was Venice, followed sooner after by almost every country of Europe that had their fifth colonists run by Venice that passed similar laws saying, no, Jews cannot do anything but money lending and selling in used cloth. And so it pigeonholed the entire Jewish community, which had formerly been very, very like Renaissance movements were like inspired by the Jewish Radonite traders that were negotiating the treaties between Charlemagne and Harun al-Rashid, who were operating the houses of wisdom that were teaching astronomy and poetry between Confucians, Chinese Christians and Muslims and Jews all alike learning
astronomy. That would have been beautiful period to be alive, wouldn't have it?
It was an amazing period of hope. And the trade routes, the Silk Road trade routes for the Jewish Radonite traders, who again were tied to Khazaria, were renowned for speaking like 14 languages. Wow. Like they played an important role in the judicial system of Charlemagne's kingdom in the south, in the kingdom of Narbonne, which was a sub-kingdom within Charlemagne's kingdom, where Charlemagne married one of his daughters to the king, a Jewish king that was managing a Muslim majority territory in northern Spain. To great effect. I mean, the look at the arts and the architecture and the schools that were built during this time. It's amazing. So that actually stopped.
Yeah.
And so Venice played a big role in corralling the Jews, pigeonholing them into this very controlled lifestyle, into ghettos. Allocated zones, which were then replicated in other parts of Europe, but Venice was first. And they consciously found what was useful was court Jewish bankers, which was it was more explicit in the Muslim and Christian world that you can't do usury in money lending. But it doesn't explicitly state that in the Torah that you can't, although it kind of does. But anyway, we overlooked that. And so what they did is they basically said, okay, every Christian kingdom needs to have their court Jew as a Hofjuden. Mm-hmm. And those, it became like you saw it in the Confederate South in America, is the house slave, you know, who in some ways became more vicious to their own fellow slaves than even the white masters. So the same sort of thing happened, where the origins of things like the Montefiore, the Jewish Montefiore family, which is still a very strong, powerful family today, or the Sassoon family, who was assigned to do operational controls of Asia, manage the opium wars, or the Rothschild family, which came later on. That was only in the 18th century, new blood. These were sort of mercenary families selected by a sociopath who was given tasks that they did well. They carried them out with no ado of conscience. Often, usually destroying many of their own fellow Jews that they didn't have a problem with, because they're ultimately satanic, like you said, it's not even Jewish. And they were beholden to commands. They followed orders very well. So they were given affluence, money, certain guarantees that your kids will have a little set of dynastic privileges as long as they keep to the family business, mm-hmm. which they have to do. But the family, these Jewish families are hate absorbers. They're scarecrows. They're designed to carry out the brutal tactics that hurt nations and people in economic warfare. And the understanding is that they're going to be the ones who will then receive the hate of the abused, who then see, oh, there's a Jewish conspiracy. It's a Jewish banking conspiracy. But where did that come from? And then, you know, new stories are added to it to say, well, they came from Khazaria. Oh, it's the Khazarians who are evil. Oh, and then the story is added to. And I think, like I said, David Icke was the first to innovate it in that fashion with that twist. And David Icke is himself an MK Ultra freak who was himself working for BBC, had a big revelation that he was like now the Messiah, the one selected to save humanity, that he said on a talk show live, and then comes out basically taking conspiracy tropes that are already existing, and then adding the shape-shifting lizard thing from another dimension out. Which is designed, whether he believes it or not, he might be totally authentically genuine in his beliefs and convictions. Mm-hmm. But the point is, It undermines, it's designed to undermine the authenticity of every other true element of the conspiracy theory by then throwing, oh yeah, the queen is a hologram and a shape-shifting lizard sucking your fear energy.
exactly. I've gone down, like, I've really